The population of Iowa, according to the latest figures, is 2,982,085. But that number does not take into account all the presidential candidates, their staffs, and the reporters covering them who have all descended upon the state this holiday week. With some 6 months to go before Iowa holds its first-in-the-nation presidential caucuses, we thought we'd check in with two NPR correspondents who are in the state following candidates and talking to voters. NPR's David Green is with the Hillary Clinton campaign in Iowa City, and Ina Jaffe is covering Mitt Romney, and she joins us from between campaign stops in Anita, Iowa. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
David, the big news with the Clinton campaign this week is that Senator Clinton is campaigning in Iowa with a very famous political figure who has a very familiar last name. There's always the risk of Bill Clinton outshining his wife on the campaign trail. What's
That's
your impression
right.
In watching the
That was the big question for the Hillary Clinton campaign, was if and when she was going to have her husband tag along, and we got the answer. He's out here with her for 3 days this week, stopping in one town after another. And you're right, there was some risk. I mean, Mr. Clinton is still a rock star among Democrats, the campaign's been really careful. It seems like they've, on one hand, tried to generate a lot of attention about this. They even have a Hill Cam, a camera set up to give voters a look at some of their unscripted moments. But when they actually get on the stage at these events, Bill Clinton keeps his remarks very brief. He says he's focusing on his wife, and he doesn't speak that long, and which, of course, he wasn't famous for when he was president.
Ina, the former Massachusetts governor, Mitt Romney, a Republican aspirant, is holding one of his Ask Mitt Anything events. What are those like?
Well, there are usually about 50, 60, 70 people there, and they do ask him just about anything. The questions have been far-ranging from health care to Social Security, Iran, Iraq, abortion, Israel and Palestine. The issue that seems to really get people the most anxious and sometimes even angry is illegal immigration.
David, when you get a sense of what people are asking about of candidate Hillary Clinton, are they also anxious on that side about immigration, or is that more, do you think, a Republican concern?
Well, it's funny you bring that up, Robert. Immigration has been a big issue at Democratic events in Iowa, but on this trip, there have been no questions for Hillary Clinton in public. They've kept this very, very scripted. President Bill Clinton gives his brief speech. Senator Clinton speaks for a while. Those are the public events. Now, they have been holding smaller events with caucus-goers trying to get their support and their commitment to Hillary Clinton, but with the president out here with his wife, they've been keeping those events so far closed to the media.
The question of either pardoning or, as it happens, it turned to be commuting the sentence of Louis Libby has been an awkward one for the Clinton campaign since Senator Clinton's husband made a very controversial pardon of Mark Rich, a fugitive financier, just as he was leaving office. Has that been brought up at all in Iowa this week?
It did come up. Senator Clinton brought it up briefly, and she accused President Bush of trying to be above the law. But you're right, it's very touchy, given President Clinton being right here, and his pardon of Mark Rich was very controversial. Hillary Clinton said in a wire service interview that she makes a distinction, that Louis Scooter Libby was trying to protect the White House, and that was never the case with anyone who her husband pardoned. But Mark Rich was, in the eyes of many, a pretty bad person. His ex-wife had given a lot of money to the Clinton campaign and Democratic causes, but he was accused of tax evasion and oil deals with Iran. But President Clinton pardoned him. And here's one great piece of trivia, Robert. Louis Scooter Libby actually represented Mark Rich back in the 80s and 90s. So you see how small Washington can be sometimes.
Now, what have the crowds been like? Ina, did I hear you saying that at the Ask Mitt Anything events, there are 50 to 70 people typically?
Typically, that's about the number, and they tend to be entirely white and somewhat older. And he's been received warmly and enthusiastically. And after he speaks and after he takes all their questions from the audience, usually he sticks around and people get one-on-one conversations with him and get their pictures taken. And he was telling me earlier when I got to ask him a question at one of these events that he really values the retail campaigning that Iowa and New Hampshire provide and that one-on-one contact with voters. And he hopes that doesn't go away.
And David Green, the crowds that Senator Clinton and former President Clinton are drawing?
They've been large. I can't say they've been huge or exuberant, but, you know, Robert, in Iowa, people don't get that crazy at this point in the campaign about campaign events. I mean, I think it's a matter of, well, let's go listen to this candidate and learn a lot and then wait for the next person to come. There are just so many candidates here right now. And even look at the Des Moines Register, the newspaper, and it's almost like movie listings. They tell people around the state where they can go find candidates. So I can open up the paper and I know exactly where Ina is at any point in the day.
Well, Ina Jaffe and David Green, have a glorious 4th in Iowa this year.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.